He says this, he says, and when Jesus, verse 61 says, and when Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this. What was they complaining about? The word he was teaching. His own disciples, the ones who were supposed to be adhering to the word, the ones who are supposed to be doing the word, the ones who are supposed to be believing in him, the ones who are supposed to be following him. He says this, he says, his disciples complained. And this was Jesus' response to them. Does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Spirit. It is the what? It is the Spirit. What Spirit are you talking about? The Holy Spirit. What does the Holy Spirit do? He gives life. The Holy Spirit is the one who gives life. Oh, glory to God. And he goes, why? Because the Word of God does what? Gives life. When you hear the Word and when you receive the Word, something on the inside of you comes alive. But I'm gonna keep on moving. Another time, another message. He says the Holy Spirit, he is the one who gives life. He says the flesh profits nothing. He says the words that I speak, now listen to this part, Jesus says the words that I speak to you are spirit, and the words I speak to you, they are life. So when the Holy Spirit receives the word and he begins to say the word and he gives you the words to say, or he gives every apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, and leader the words to say according to the word of God, we are speaking words of truth. We're speaking words that are spirit, and we are speaking words of life. That's why it says death and life are in the power of your tongue. In other words, you can make a decision to speak death, or you can make a decision to speak life. And we're going to talk about the difference between living in the death cycle and living in the life cycle here when you're talking about the spirit of truth.